Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He is at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well.
Hey, you know, with the controls that you deal with in there and the modernization of a soundboard in the other studio for talk radio, you could probably walk right in and be an air traffic controller.
I've always thought I could be an air traffic controller.
You could
volume up, volume down, music start. Music stop. How hard could it be?
Wait a minute. There's no music in there if you're an air traffic controller.
Well, it's all knobs.
Well, it's knobs, but I mean, they're playing. If flights are coming in on a Monday, I mean, they're not playing Rainy Days and Mondays in the background.
I hope not.
If things get really rough, I mean, they're not playing Highway to Hell for the pilots who are trying to land these planes.
If there's a terrible crash, they're not playing Bad Day by Daniel Powder.
No, they're not. So you had a bad day.
I hope not.
I think you did.
What kind of air traffic controlling arrangement is this?
Yeah. So, this is one of the big problems with the shutdown. Some people who are not being paid don't want to work, and you know, I understand how some people don't want to work if they're not being paid. Now, I know me, and if I were not working paycheck to paycheck, which I'm not, but if I were not working paycheck to paycheck, and I knew I was going to be paid down the road, I would keep working. But there are some even air traffic controllers who are working paycheck to paycheck, and they might need a job right now because they need money coming in right now, but because of the government shutdown, they're not being paid. Now, when the shutdown is over, they will be paid retroactively, but they're not being paid right now. So I can understand how they might have to go out and get another job. So, you know, it's been a big mess, and it's almost like they wanted it to happen. And I don't want to name names, but it just seems like they wanted it to happen because they benefited from it. And, you know, I want to still continue to trend this show away from politics because we'll still mention politics. We'll still talk about politics. But I want to continue to trend away from just the heated political debates that we get into that are so often based on misinformation, based on hate, people who want to hate, people who want to argue, people who, no matter how right I am or how right anything is, they want to argue. They want to use their own set of facts to denounce it. And, you know, the show was like that for a long time, and I don't want to do it anymore. So we're not. Yeah, we're talking about politics. Obviously, the shutdown is something that affects all of us. But I'm sure you've noticed we're not getting deep into, you know, these heated political debates where hatred is the common denominator.
Many of those people do still want to have heated political arguments with you. Not debates, not conversations. They just want to argue. They just want to tell you how often you're wrong. And I've seen it because they've all moved from your Facebook page your Substack page.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, you go in there and say they don't follow anybody else. They don't comment on anyone else's stuff.
I know.
They're just angry, bitter people. They're just, frankly, they're dead from the neck up. I don't know what function they have in this world other than to argue with you on the internet.
And I wonder what kind of parents they are. I wonder what kind of fathers these men are. I wonder what they're like at home. I mean, are they always yelling and screaming at their wives? Are they, you know, unless their wives are so submissive that they dare not disagree with them? Are they yelling at the neighbors? Or, you know, are they stocking up with guns because they want to shoot anybody who gets in their yard?
That's one of the last sentiments that I tweeted out before I locked up and got rid of my Twitter account, was just that people are so angry, at you and I for what we say on the radio. That's like, if you have that much rage at just the little guy coming out of the voice in your car, what is it like to be around you at home?
Yeah.
You know,
I know. Really I worry about the these. I worry about these guys' wives.
The way that you portray yourself in these online discussions, over time, it must affect the way that you treat the people who are around you and who are close to you, and the way that you think about them when they disagree with you about something. It's impossible for me to imagine that you could be so nasty online and not also be nasty to people who purportedly love you. But
I want to remind all these people that it's against the law to beat your kids. You can spank your children, but you can't beat them. So, you know, I don't care how angry you get. You know, don't take it out on your kids.
Hey, before we go to break, can we talk about my pants real quick?
Nice pants. Yeah, Ian's got some nice pants on, black and gold pants.
Black and gold pants. Usually these are my Saints pants. I'll wear these. I got several pairs of Saints pants,
and
frankly.
So why would you be donning those pants today?
Because tonight I'm going to see A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical.
Oh, wow.
At the Sanger Theater,
cool.
Which is a big kick-ass musical, but it's all Neil Diamond music. Julia's a big Neil Diamond fan, and she's kind of sucked me into that universe. You know, she's done a lot of that, where she got me into Taylor Swift, and now she's got me into Neil Diamond.
She is way too young to be into Neil Diamond.
I don't know, man, because she's from the greater Boston area, and they go crazy for that stuff up there. They're Neil Diamond maniacs.
I always find it
her whole family.
I always find it interesting when somebody is of a demographic group that defies the music they like. I think it's cool. I'm not being critical of Julia for liking Neil Diamond. I think it's really cool when young people like the Beatles or young people are into Hall & Oates or, you know, some band from the past. I think it's pretty fascinating.
Or, for example, it works the other way when somebody who's of an older generation shows a great appreciation for, I don't know, Neon Trees. Or
that's
Jordan
right.
Blue or some of the newer music that's coming out today, but they're still Keaton and they know what they like and they're not afraid to let everybody know.
No, listen, One Republic, Imagine
One
Dragons.
Republic.
These
you
are
love
great,
One Republic.
These are great bands. You don't think
no,
One Republic
I got,
is good?
I got nothing bad to say about One Republic.
Okay, they're awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy's a prolific, what is it, Tanner, Ronald Tanner?
Brother, I don't know any of those guys' names.
Well, I know a few of those names. Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
He used to be a Muslim, and then the Muslims started, not non-Muslim, he used to be a Mormon.
What? Okay.
He used to be a Mormon.
I was like, man, I didn't
and,
know that.
You know, when he realized that the Mormons were, you know, were bashing gays just because they were gay, he just kind of strayed a little bit away from,
yeeted out
from
of
his
there.
Church, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.